Hey.
Hey, hey.
Listen.
All good? Yeah,
I've been reading up your reviews, man. You got some lousy reviews.
Oh, yeah?
And on, what do you call it? I just sat and I've been trying to call you fucking 3-4 times. And then I said, let me check the reviews out. And I seen go to fucking Better Business Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
You got the worst reviews. It's scaring me now.
We get 10,000 clients and maybe 40 people are not happy. So, I mean, that's not bad. It's 0.01%. Can't satisfy everybody. Even Disneyland gets people pissed off. And that's the happiest place in the world. They don't like the long lines. They don't like the price of the food.
That's pedophile kingdom.
Yeah, they don't like any of it. You know, it's always going to be somebody complaining. Always. People are weird, man. Always something. Yeah, it's up to you. It's up to you, Jim. What do you want to do?
I want to take a shower with you, man.
All right, and then what?
What are you charging me?
I'm talking about the promotion. You want to do the Google marketing? You ready?
Yes.
Okay, so let's do it.
How much?
$199.
And it's going to be every month.
Yep, correct. Yep.
I hope I don't get fucked, man.
No, there's no way I'm getting fucked. All right, Jim, what's your last name?
4985.
Yeah. Wait. What's your last name? I got to get your last name.
Friedman.
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 Okay, got it. You have anything to do with that other guy, with that other Friedman?
Which other Friedman?
FTX.
There's fucking a million of them.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. All right, what's your address? Give me your address. Physical address.
3311 Shore Parkway.
Shore Parkway? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Shore Parkway. Parkway, Brooklyn. Got it. Okay, let's save that.
11.
Okay. What? Zip code?
11235.
Okay, we got that. Let me put the promotion. Okay. Hold on a second.
What's the steps that I'm going to be taking before I do this?
Right now, we're just basically going to get your billing address and then make a payment. And then we'll set you up for a follow-up with the client interview. They need all your information after that, like 30 minutes for, maybe we could set it up for Monday or sometime. You're available for 30 minutes to review it. That's it pretty much, pretty basic. Yeah, they'll ask you for pictures.
A lot of these reviews say that once you take the money, the person never calls.
No. You, we're going to schedule you. You're going to be on schedule.
I try to call Local Splash and I keep getting disconnected.
No, you can keep calling the number. There's always going to be somebody answering the phone. I'm just extension 23.
Nobody has answered that phone once. Called 5-6 times today. Even 718 number. Then it was like 12:30 I called. And it says call during business hours between 7 and 4 p.m.
That's weird. That's not typical. All righty, Jim. So we're going to put on a Visa, MasterCard?
I don't know. Someone's telling me not to do it, man.
Oh, please. This is going to be your benefit. You'll appreciate it, man. You'll appreciate it. We're going to take care of everything for you. All we need from you is pictures and or videos or anything you have for the consumers to see once they make your website webpage up and running. Okay, that's basically your responsibility. We'll take care of the rest. We've been around for 18 years, so it's not like we're going somewhere. We're not going to pack our bags and leave somewhere. We've been 18 years, same location, A plus in the Better Business Bureau. All right.
You don't have an A plus.
Yeah, we have an A plus. It's an A plus.
You do not. How do you have an A-plus when you have a ton of complaints?
Jim,
there's not even this. Hold on one second.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still A-plus. Let me check it right now.
two local scratch reviews. You got a 4.2 on the Google listing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the Better Business Bureau comes, it goes right to complaints, local splash. It doesn't even give you a letter. And then you have complaint after complaint after complaint. There's no way they're going to give you a listing with complaints. Do you understand? Because I got a C plus and I got one complaint. You guys are off the chart.
Maybe you're looking on a different, let me see, the Better Business Bureau. Let me check it. Hold on.
You're in California, right?
Yeah, of course. We're in California.
It's local splash.
Yeah, it's on there. It's on there. We've been around 18 years. It's on here. Just click on credited bureau, accredited business. Click on there, and it'll show you. It shows you location. It shows you A-plus in the Better Business Bureau, how long we've been established, years in business, everything.
One second.
All right.
That call gets forwarded onto this phone. It fucking annoys the shit out of me. Okay, yeah, you do. And now I see A+.
Yep.
Plus.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you have A+ when you have all those complaints? I don't understand.
Well, the complaints is only 5 complaints in 1 year. We got 10,000 clients. Because it's such a low percentage. It's 0.00001, man. It's like, my God, it's so low. It's minute. It's minimal.
I got one review and I got a C fucking minus.
Well, how many reviews do you have total? How many reviews do you have total? That's important.
I think there's only one there.
No. How many reviews total do you have for a business? Total.
On my Google listing?
And anything. How many total reviews you have?
I got 79 in Google.
Okay.
Fucking 20 in Angie's List. I got a bunch of fucking reviews.
All right. So we have in 1 year, it says right here, customers complained 5 in the last year and 16 in 3 years. I mean, if you do the math, that's, it still comes out to 5 a year. But it's so minute compared to how many clients we have on a regular basis. I mean, we close to 75 clients a week. And if you do the math, 75 clients a week that we get every week, that's 300 a month. That's 300 a month.
How do I have a C- from fucking one bad review?
Because we do volume. We do volume, my friend. This is not going to affect us.
I'm not asking about me.
Oh, I don't know. You just have to have more positive reviews. Your reviews have to increase, and that's one of the things we'll help you too as well. We'll help you in the reviews.
There's no reviews. They're complaints only. You can't review, there's reviews in Better Business Bureau too.
No, in general. In general.
In what?
Total reviews all the way around. It takes in consideration all your establishment, how long you've been in business, how many clients you have. That's how they go about it.
Yeah, I gotta get that fixed, man.
Yeah, you gotta get that fixed. That's totally different. We can't fix the Better Business Bureau, but we can fix your reviews. So what we need to do is increase your positive reviews. You know, get friends, neighbors, family members, cousins, the kid down the street.
You mean in the Better Business Bureau?
Yes, correct. Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just put positive stuff in there and it'll knock it off. Yeah. All right, now the business name I have, Jim, I have Brooklyn Roofer. Is that the one you want to use, or you want to use a different DBA? Brooklyn Roofer?
Yeah, it's Brooklyn Roofers. I'm listening to Brooklyn Roofers and Seamless Gardens.
Okay. All right, so Visa or MasterCard?
So they're going to take the information down for me. You're not taking any information?
No, I'm not taking any information. They will. Customer inquiry. The only information I'm going to ask you what your hours of operation and what type of payment do you receive?
Did you get my text in it?
Yeah, I got your text. It says call me.
Okay.
Yeah.
4985. 4985.
You're going so fast. Okay, 4985, then what?
0320.
Mm-hmm.
5306. 3383. Expiration 1225. 956. Zip code 11235.
So it's 1225 the expiration. 956. Right?
And the zip code's 11235. Get the shit rolling for me, bro.
Wait. Work. So what's the zip code? The zip code's wrong. What's the zip code?
Told you three times. 11235.
Okay. Probably why Sean's not up. It won't work. All right. December 225, 956. All right, for security questions, this is how we're going to identify that it's us calling you and not another company. We asked three questions. One of the questions is what we're going to offer you to say that this is Local Splash. Either choice is city.
Recording?
No, this is when we call you, so you know it's us. City you were born is one of the choices. A pet's first name or your mother's maiden name. Those are the choices. Which one you want to use?
City.
City? Okay, what city?
Manhattan.
Okay, that's easy. Okay, hold on a second. Let me write that down. You a Yankee fan?
Yeah.
Yep.
All my friends are Mets fans.
All your friends are Mets fans?
Yeah.
I know, it's hard, huh? Okay,
and
so...
the fucking people I know I fight.
All right. Credit card not valid for the selected payment. Okay, we got to go back to the credit card. Let's review this credit card information. So it's a MasterCard. Okay. All right. All right, let's do it again, the MasterCard. Give me the number again, please.
Visa.
Oh, Visa. Oh, shit. Okay. All right, let's update it. Now it's correct. Oh, there you go. Now we're correct. Visa it is. Okay. All right, so this is on the recorded line, Jim, so I have to how come it says invalid credit card number?
Let's do it again, bro. Read the number back to me.
Once I lock it in, it only shows me the last four numbers for security reasons, so I have to redo it again.
Okay. Come on.
Go ahead.
4985-0320. 5306-3383.
Okay. Good. Expiration.
1225. 956. 11235.
Okay. Got it. Let's try it now. All right, Jim, let's try it one more time. Boom. Shit. Invalid account number. What the hell?
Never had a problem with it.
$12.25.956.
You put the zip code in there?
Yeah, 11235. December 2025, 956 is the security code. It's a Visa.
Yeah.
All right, let's try it one more time. 4985.
Mm-hmm. 0320 3306 3383.
All right. Oh, fuck. What in the world? It's like it's switching when I hit it. It just. I'm sorry, Jim. One more time. Last one. One more time.
This is the last time. 4985.
Yeah.
0320. 3306. 3383.
Okay, got it. Hold on. All right, December. Okay.
1225.
Yeah. 956.
556.
Okay. Updated. Good. All right. Let's give it a try. Push the process.
Did you put the zip code?
Yeah, I did. Now it's working. All right. We got it, Jim. Awesome. All right, Jim, this is Abel from Local Splash. We're on a recorded line. What we're doing right now is verifying and giving you quality assurance to protect you as well as for me to make sure that everything is accurate moving forward. So, Jim, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business that you wanted to read on Google when it's processed for you. What's the name of the business, please?
Brooklyn Roofer.
Got it. All right. Please state your full name. Okay. Please state your full
name.
Okay. Please state your full name and your title of your business. What your title is for the business.
President.
Excellent. All right. Third question is, are you authorized to hire Local Splash to enter the subscription arrangement on behalf of your business?
I am.
Okay. And then the last one, you're authorized user of the billing on this account as well.
Yes.
Great. Well, thank you for being on board. Your campaign is going to be that Local Splash is going to be helping you in your communication moving forward. And we're going to have a representative and customer inquiry to call you from 877-635-6225 within 24 hours to get information from you. We need about 30 minutes of your time to make sure that the accuracy and the information is accurate before it goes into print or it's creating the website for you. We need that information. With regarding these terms, we need your agreement that you're going to help us with this information moving forward.
And you're going to use BrooklynRoofer.com, right?
Yes, correct. All right.
Which is my domain name.
Okay, we're going to use that as your website name. Yep, we could do that. Now, Jim, this is an initial $199 monthly. It's a month-to-month basis, and it's reoccurring after today. It'll be another 30 days. You can always cancel and the terms and condition. But you have to call us 3 days prior to that. Other than that, it'll continue going $199 monthly, okay? So let's check and see what date you're available. Hold on a second. I need to look at my calendar. You could either do it sometime this afternoon if you want an afternoon call back.
No, tomorrow.
Yeah. No, tomorrow's Saturday. It's going to have to be Monday. Let's do it Monday.
So Monday evening.
Yeah, Monday evening. Let's do that. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, let's do this. Hold on a second. Put your information in here. So you're going to get a call from customer service, and they're going to review everything. Hold on a second. Local. I'm going to send you an email. You should be getting something via a text and email regarding the contract. So you should be getting a contract. Check your text. See if you got a text as well.
I didn't get a text.
You didn't get a text? Okay, it should be coming. Hold on a second. Let me put your information, email address.
What email address you have?
NYCRoofers@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, I did get it.
Okay.
But I got it for the wrong number.
What does that mean?
It means you sent it to the picture roof number instead of the Buffalo Roofer number. The Brooklyn Roofer number is 718-2197.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah. I got both of them. So should I switch it? I got both the numbers.
Don't put 442-5221. You'll fuck me up. You can't take that number out. You'll fuck me up with Google and I'll throw both of my listings out.
Okay. So take out the 442-5221. Take that one out?
Yes. And
okay,
also,
yeah, okay, I'm going to take that one out.
So the email,
Which
email do you have?
NYCRoofers@gmail.com. That's an easy one.
Take that out as well.
All right, which one you want?
BrooklynRoofers@gmail.com.
Okay, hold on a second.
So it's BrooklynRoofers.com, BrooklynRoofers@gmail.com.
I'm going to do that right now, too, as well. Okay, I'm going to do that right now. I got it. Okay, I got it right now. Let me take out the other one. Hold on. Okay. So they'll match. That's good. Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know if it means anything anymore, but, you know, that used to mean a lot in the search engines, but not anymore. You know, because if I put in Brooklyn Roofer, to bring my website up first. It doesn't happen like that anymore. There's so much fucking advertising on Google that the Google maps are getting dropped out.
Oh, yeah?
You know? Yeah, because everyone is joining the fucking Google guarantee. You follow me? Mm-hmm. Those are the first ones you see. And mm-hmm. then some websites like fucking, you know, like all the big fucking corporations. And then local maps at the bottom of that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid this ain't gonna do enough for me. You know?
Okay. Yeah.
And last time I did this, all I get is fucking calls from other fucking people trying to tell me fucking that stuff. Weeds, that's all I get. Like, all I get is calls to sell me weeds. All day long. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck it. It's ridiculous. And everybody's in, and I'm jumping on. It's a fucking, the biggest thing, man, and I knew this, yeah. and I knew this fucking 20 years ago, and nobody fucking believed me.
And yeah, you told me about it. Yeah.
It makes
all right,
me
Jim.
Sick, man.
You could have had a business going on. Two things. What type of payment you receive? Or you like to collect? How do you? What's the form?
From my customers.
Yeah.
First
cash
day.
Checks, Venmo, PayPal, credit cards. Tell me.
Cash, Venmo, and credit cards.
Okay. No Zio or anything like that?
No, just cash, Venmo, and
mm-hmm.
credit cards.
Okay, no cash up?
I don't take cash.
Okay. Okay, got it. All right, I'm putting the information on here. Good. And then your hours of operation?
24-hour emergency service.
Really? Okay. Let me put it on here.
Yeah, I love those calls. 3 in the morning, fucking $600.
Okay, got it on here. Perfect. All right, so you said you already got the setup. We're going to call you on Monday at 6 o'clock, your time, and then review the 30 minutes. All we need is 30 minutes of window time, okay? It's going to be coming from our office. And the password
That's
is Manhattan.
Good.
Your password is Manhattan, city you were born.
Okay.
That's going to be identifying, telling people exactly how...
And am I going to be talking to fucking American people or fucking people from Thailand?
No, it's going to be American people, English.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah, not going to be somebody in Jamaica or, you know, Philippines or India. No, none
yeah,
of that
so
stuff. Yeah. Now, we have a couple of Philippine workers here, but we don't have them doing that kind of work. That's different. All they do is, they're more on the tech side, but that's a different stuff. You don't need to worry about that. Okay, roofing.
I hope it goes well. Like I said, if it goes well, I got 2 more listings that we can do.
Sounds good. Perfect.
All right.
All right,
take
Jim,
care.
Thank you so much. You take care. God bless, man. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.